Kia ora and welcome back. And because it is Tuesday, we have our friends from Scorpio Books with us. And right now in the studio, I have Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Brilliant. And it's like it's been so long since I've been here.
I know.
Not much has changed.
No.
All the
no.
same stickers.
Yes.
A few different posters.
Yeah, yeah, the posters changed. Stickers, not so much.
Yeah.
Someone has put just a piece of duct tape on the wall and written some words on it. So
oh, that's new.
I guess it counts as a sticker. I'm not really sure. But welcome back yeah. into the studio. It's yeah. lovely to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. And to meet you in person.
Yeah, I know. After so many phone calls, it's nice yes. to put a face to the voice.
It is,
lovely
isn't it?
Voice, by the way.
Oh, thanks
it's great
so much.
For radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've brought a whole lot of things with you.
I have.
Today.
One of my favourite things to do is just like whip around the shop and see what's new and exciting. And these are new and exciting.
Okay, great.
So I'll just quickly go through them. The first one is called Jungle Nama. It's by Amitav Ghosh. So I'll pass it over to you so you
yes,
can have a wee
please.
Look. Because there's lots of lovely illuminations, so not illustrations, but illuminations.
Illuminations, okay,
by,
right.
By Samant Tour. So Amitav Ghosh, he's actually was born in Calcutta, and he has written a couple of books that include The Sundarban. So this is a verse adaptation of an episode from The Legend of Bon Bibi. It's
right.
a tale popular in the villages of the Sundarban. And
cool.
The Sundarban is the world's largest mangrove forest. And it lies
oh.
on the Ganges Delta. It's in the Bay of Bengal. So yep. it's quite a special place, sort of described as like being where the ocean meets the land. And, you know, so it's quite a spectacular and also has a myriad of wildlife in it. But this is a tale. It's a story of avaricious rich merchant Dona.
Mm-hmm.
The poor lad Duki and his mother, and it's also the story of Dokken Ray, a mighty spirit who appears to humans as a tiger. It's also of Bon Bibi, the benign goddess of the forest, and her warrior brother Shah Jongoli. Excuse my pronunciation, it's not particularly
it's
great.
Right.
But
I would butcher it more. So,
so those
worry.
Two, the brother and sister, Bon Bibi and Shah Jongoli, they come to the forest and they banish Dokken Ray, the mighty spirit, to one side of the jungle and allow the other side of the jungle to be free of him for humans.
Yep.
So this is just, it's a verse novel. It's amazing. I mean, look at all those illustrations.
It is a beautiful book, I have to admit.
Yeah,
it's
only
really
70
pretty.
Pages. It's quite little.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Reads amazingly. Like, I started reading and I just went, oh, this is fabulous, and just wanted to keep on reading. It's beautifully rhythmic and really easy to read.
Yeah, really lovely book, actually.
Yeah. So that's the first one. The second one is a new book by David Sedaris. It's called Happy Go Lucky. Ghastly cover.
Oh, that is a terrifying cover, isn't
well,
it?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh,
right.
My gosh. For our audience out there, I can only describe it as a rather creepy-looking clown with quite haggard clown makeup and quite a tattered top hat with a poor child. The child's smiling, though, so it's okay. And there's quite a scary-looking dog as well.
And his mouth.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to, because I can't quite make out where his lips actually start.
It looks like he wants to, like, chomp something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But interestingly, so
yeah, terrifying
people who,
cover.
Who have read David Sedaris will know who he is, will understand probably what the cover is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his 13th book. And in this new collection of autobiographical sketches, he broods about the cosmic injustice of COVID-19, noting that
okay.
He notes that 1 million Americans died in the pandemic, and he fumes that he didn't get to choose a single one of them.
I didn't realise this was book number 13 from him.
It's amazing, eh? Yeah.
Because I've read a couple, and he is a fantastic writer.
Yeah. It is. This is. So anyway, for people who don't know him, he's a darkly satirical comedian. He chronicles the mishaps that happen to him, or what he observes of the humans he comes into contact with. And this book opens with him and his sister at a shooting range. He farcically misfires, spraying ammo far and wide. His sister aims and gets the heart first time.
Right, right.
Neither of them have ever shot a gun before.
Right, okay.
Interestingly, at the book's conclusion, he dismisses fireworks as guns for children, and which is a telling remark considering the latest shooting in Texas.
Yeah, it makes you think, doesn't it?
I know. So many books. It's really interesting how so many books are written and then the things that they write about happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's quite odd.
It is.
Also, just, I don't know how you feel, but it's weird to be at a time now where books can be published about the COVID pandemic. You know, we're that far through now. That just seems kind of weird to me, almost.
No. But I think a lot of books, people were writing things about similar kinds of things when the pandemic hit.
Yes.
And so they're being printed. And they actually had nothing to do with it. It's really interesting listening to people being interviewed, authors being interviewed about their books. And they say, well, actually, I started writing it 10 years ago, and you know, or 5 years ago or something. Yeah. And the pandemic hadn't even happened. So,
no.
Yeah.
So, and the world seemed so different 10 years ago, didn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this next book is called Around the World in 80 Birds.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, my grandfather would love this.
It's just gorgeous.
It's beautiful looking, isn't it?
Isn't it beautiful? It's by Mike Unwin and illustrated by Ryuto Miyake. Apologies for that pronunciation. It's an avian journey with the world's most awe-inspiring birds. So it's set out like the two previous books in the series, Around the World in 80 Trees and Around the World in 80 Plants. And it introduces introduces 80 different bird species from all corners of the globe. And there are two New Zealand birds, the kakapo and the brown kiwi.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
yes.
And beautifully written and researched and illustrations. Aren't
they
beautiful?
Yeah, they're stunning.
Just gorgeous.
Oh, it reminds me sort of like, I don't know, someone's journal that they write and then draw in.
Yes, yeah.
Wow, cool drawings.
Aren't they?
Birds are fascinating creatures as well.
So you said your father would like it.
My grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather.
Yeah, he's big into birds. He likes bird watching and all that. Wow, that's a lovely book.
Isn't it?
Did you learn about any new birds in it?
I did, actually, yes. There's a little bird that was just discovered in, was it Colombia? And the author describes the bird saying, why would I put this bird in here that is so nondescript? It's because it doesn't even have a Latin name yet, because it was only just discovered.
Oh, that's very new, isn't it?
Very new. Yes, it's a little ground bird that eats ants on the floor of the forest.
Oh, so it must be small.
Very small. It looks like it's probably just slightly bigger than a mouse.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the birds that you sort of would expect to be in there aren't in there.
Right, okay.
You know, like the flashy birds aren't so much in there, but unusual birds or the ones that you don't really see very much are actually in there.
Oh, good, good. I think that's makes for a much more interesting read as well, probably.
Yeah. It's quite beautiful. And, look at
for our listeners, the cover's just adorned in so many different birds. Really, really well illustrated. Just fantastically.
Perfect for any bookshelf or any present. This next book is called Grow.
Grow.
Yeah. It's Wahine Finding Connection Through Food. It's by Sophie Merkins.
Oh, this is nice.
It's very nice. The book is a celebration of women from across the country who are connected to food, from hobbyists.
Cool.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, brilliant.
Hobbyists to mothers, nurturers, cooks, and the wildly inspired. Sophie herself travelled the length and breadth of New Zealand to meet everyone and writes, she is not the same person she was before she set off on her journey. She thought that, she didn't really realise that she didn't know very much about the countryside.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And this is, it's not a recipe book and it's not a gardening book. It's a book about connection with food, with our sense of place and with ourselves. And this book is launched tomorrow night at Scorpio Books.
Oh, it's so, nice
isn't
to
it?
Look at.
If anyone's interested in going to hear Sophie introduce her book, please RSVP ray@scorpiobooks.co.nz. Definitely come if you can. 5:30 for a 6 o'clock start. It'll be an amazing event just to see the fantastic Sophie and her fabulous book.
If you are at all interested in food, I think this would be a brilliant thing to go to.
Especially wild food.
Yeah,
you know, and also your connection with it. And she writes in the beginning how when the pandemic hit and she was like everyone else going to the supermarket and she realised that that was the only place that she could go to, that there was just whatever was given to her and she had no choice. And that some things were wrapped in plastic and it wasn't what she wanted, really. And I can see why so many people got into gardening in that first lockdown.
I had that sentiment around, like, what's at the supermarket is what I can eat, basically. And it just is kind of, I don't know, weird to me. Wow. Beautiful book. Stunning. Yes. Absolutely fantastic.
Right. And then this last is just for fun. Whoops. This is The World of Agatha Christie, and it's a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, great.
So if, for those who don't realise it, so Scorpio and Telling Tales, our children's bookshop, have heaps and heaps of jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah.
And this one, it's arrived yesterday. It's The World of Agatha Christie. It's 1,000 pieces and with 90 clues to spot. It's fabulously illustrated and comes with a fold-out poster. The clues are written on the back of the poster, like episodes from her different novels.
Right.
You could actually take the lid off and the poster's inside.
Oh, right.
So for Agatha Christie fans or anyone who's really interested in detective novels.
It's a great cover. Like, it's an incredible image.
It is. It's sort of, the image kind of...
Wow. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of clues, aren't there?
Aren't there?
Wow.
So, the picture itself is like a conglomeration, or was it not a conglomeration?
It's a compilation? A
compilation of many, many different of her books.
Yeah, yeah.
Into one big, amazing picture, and then the clues are all in and amongst it. So, yeah, I could have quite a lot of fun with that, I think.
Oh, and it's like in the, quite a busy, like, vibrant image, which I think you need for a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, you do. So it can take a long time to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. Oh, and a cute wee dog in there as well.
Just for something different and a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I think jigsaw puzzles are actually, like, slightly underrated, personally.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're just great to sit down, focus on something. You know, as someone who looks at a lot of screens.
Oh, right. Yes.
Like, it's
a
nice, like, escapism from that.
But also, you know, the selection of jigsaw puzzles that's available now is just phenomenal.
That's crazy.
It really is. Like, once upon a time, you get the same old, but now there's there's a plethora of incredible ones.
So many.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca, thank you so much.
That's
right. What a collection of things.
Shall I run through quickly just for our readers? Our listeners.
One more time.
Right, so Jungle Nama by Amitav Ghosh. Happy Go Lucky by David Sedaris. Around the World in 80 Birds by Mike Unwin. Grow by Sophie Merkins. And The World of Agatha Christie, which is a jigsaw puzzle.
And there is an event for Grow tomorrow night.
Yes,
as well.
There is. Yes,
great.
There is. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Lovely to be here.
What a wonderful way to end the show as well. Great selection. For those who don't necessarily know where Scorpio Books is, where can they find you guys?
Okay, so Scorpio Books is in the Five Lanes or BNZ Centre. It's the old Shades Arcade for those who are pre-earthquake still. It's just a fabulous shop right in the courtyard, and Telling Tales, the children's bookshop of Scorpio, is across the courtyard. We just had to have our own special bookshop.
Of course. Why not?
Because there are so many kids that love books. Yay.
And good. And reading is fundamental as well.
It is, yes.
It's very
important. To life.